This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Raymond Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, date of birth 5/29/1938. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Boyle with stage 4 to 5 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, history of bladder carcinoma, and history of congestive heart failure. His last visit was June 24th of 2024. He has been followed by Dr. Liu for chronic recurrent urinary retention, and he has had sepsis and hospitalization within the last year also. He states he's feeling well, although he's had extremely high creatinine levels, over 4 at one point. He does not have any uremic symptoms at all, no nausea or vomiting. Appetite is very good, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, no sputum production, no weakness, no mental status changes. So he's actually doing quite well despite very advanced renal disease. He is very hard of hearing today. But yeah, he was hospitalized, and in looking at his labs, creatinine levels. The creatinine was 4.01 October 21st with an estimated GFR of 14, actually. Then when it was rechecked October 24th, 3.36 with a GFR 14. And he's recently also had some high potassium levels. 5.3, 5.2, and chronically low carbon dioxide level. He's not been at the Kidney Smart class. He really has not thought much about dialysis, but he is at the level where he could become symptomatic at any point. He's not opposed to having dialysis if necessary, but he needs to learn more about it. I mean, he is able to get labs drawn from mobile phlebotomy, and so they can come to the home and draw his labs in the home. And we've been having him get labs every month and sometimes more often. Recently, we just had them checked on January 24th. They were able to draw labs Friday, January 24th. So we have an up-to-date creatinine level of 3.38 with an estimated GFR of 17. So it's slightly improved. He states he's feeling better now. He really has none of the uremic symptoms, so that's reassuring. He states his blood pressures are well controlled at home, and blood sugars also have been well controlled. He doesn't often check his own blood pressure at home, and today he ambulates with a cane slowly. He has been able to drive still also. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no recent diarrhea, no blood or melena, no nausea or vomiting, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the carvedilol, 3.125 milligram twice a day. Finasteride is 5 milligrams daily. He's on sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligrams twice a day. And Flomax is 0.4 milligrams 2 daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical examination. The patient is slightly hard of hearing, but he's alert and oriented. Weight is 152 pounds. That's a 7-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse is 61 and blood pressure right arm sitting. large adult cuff is 130 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft to non-tender. No peripheral edema. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 24th, 2025. Creatinine is 3.38, estimated GFR 17. Calcium 8.5, sodium 139, potassium is 5.2, carbon dioxide is 14, albumin is 4.3, liver enzymes are normal. His CBC, hemoglobin 10.5, normal white count and platelets 136,000. Urine analysis done 121 of 25. A trace of blood and a trace of protein, but no bacteria noted. And he had a bladder scan done by Dr. Liu, and the bladder volume was 88 mLs. Last hemoglobin A1C, 1220 of 24 is 5.6. Assessment and plan. Stage 4 to 5, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine level as of last Friday. I would like him to continue getting labs monthly, so we sent a new order to the mobile phlebotomy facility so they can do those monthly for us. We would like him to attend a Kidney Smart class due to his advanced kidney disease, and I gave him all the information to follow a low-potassium diet. And I encouraged him not to miss the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day, and take those faithfully. And we would like him to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 months. And this was a prolonged service to talk about different options for dialysis, including home peritoneal type dialysis and in-center hemodialysis. And access placement and so on. And the patient verbalized understanding. And this is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.